Hello everyone, I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 38. And today's Positive Thursday topic is going to be about Kanye West's mental meltdown. And also, I'm going to talk about mental meltdown in today's world we're living in, everyone. This is going to be an awesome topic. Don't go nowhere. Where y'all located at? I hope it's nice and sunny, as beautiful as each one of you. Where I'm at here, located in the Montgomery County and Philly area, the weather is warm and humid, but I'll take it. First it was raining, now it's like hot as can be. But I'm going to enjoy the weather now before the winter time gets here in the fall. Well, actually the fall. I mean, the summer will be over in another, less than 4 weeks? Time go by so fast. I tell you, it don't wait for anyone. Okay, everyone, let's get to the gossip. Okay, gossip news. According to the New York Post, inside Kanye West's bipolar disorder and Twitter rats, it says that Kanye West's troubled mental state has been on the forefront over the last few days. A series of concerning tweets and public appearances have been the result of the 43-year-old rapper's bipolarism, according to his wife, Kim Kardashian. Kardashian and her family have been the subject of ultra-personal rants, including the claim that she wanted to abort rants is like people that been talking junk. And according to the claim that she wanted to abort their first child together and implied that she might have been unfaithful in their marriage in a new deleted tweet. But Kim Kardashian took to Instagram Wednesday to explain West's behavior and asked her fans and friends for understanding. As many of you know, Kanye has bipolar disorder. She wrote her husband meltdown. Those who are close with Kanye know his heart and understand his words sometimes and do not align with his intentions. The newly minted billionaire and mom of four asked for compassion and empathy so that we can get through this. In her statement after what has been a roller coaster week for the whole entire West family, it says that that's been taking a toll on her and her family. Kanye West, I don't know if many of you have followed his career, and I know that back in 2018 he had another mental health meltdown. Remember back in 2018 when he stated when he went to go visit Trump, when he went to go visit Trump, and he was talking all kinds of crazy stuff and just saying a lot of stuff that didn't even make any sense. So that was like another episode he had. And those of you that knows familiar with bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder is a type 1-2, more of a mild. Is defined by dramatic shifts into a person's mood and energy and ability to think clearly, according to the National Alliance on Mental Health. 4.4% of Americans with bipolar disorder experience alternating pairs of mania and depression that can last for months. Manic moods characterized by erratic but outsized sense of self-conflict can lead to erroneous behavior. Anything from jumping from one idea to another, irritability, going on spending sprees, and even sexual illusions. So that is deep. And whatever from the mania takes, one thing remains sure. Every episode rises the patient's odds of having another. It's a Kinley theory that the shifts many people moves that go through bipolar disorder. Do I have any of you listeners that have, that know anyone that's experienced, that has bipolar? Or have any of you have experienced bipolar? I know that it's a touchy subject, but I think that we open and honest and to talk about things that not only affect celebrities, because they are regular everyday people like us, but also that can also affect us. Have y'all ever experienced bipolar before or ever had any mental health meltdowns? Please leave me a message after this podcast. I want to leave you my information. For those of you that's new to my podcast, thank you for joining me. Brief clip that I want to share with y'all, an audio clip. When he met up with Trump about over a year, and I want to get your feedback from what he was saying. Like, you could just tell that everything he was saying, some of the stuff made sense and some of it didn't. But, you know, everyone had their own opinion. Check this out.
I have conversations that basically said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrat. They say, you know, first of all, it's a limit to amount of jobs. So the fathers lose the jobs and they say, we'll give you more money for having more kids in your home. And then we got rid of the mental health institutes in the 80s and the 90s, and the prison rates just shot up. And now you have Chirac, what people call Chirac, which is actually our murder rate is going down by 20% every year. I just talked to the superintendent, met with Michael Sachs, that's Rahm's right-hand man. So I think it's the bravery that helps you beat this game called life. You know, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends, but this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, you know, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though, but there's times where...
So everyone, check this out. If you want to listen, if y'all want to see the video version of the audio I just played, I know it was brief. You can see the whole thing when Kanye West met up with Donald Trump. Some of the stuff that he was saying, my opinion, makes sense, but you could tell that something is not right with him. And he hasn't been the same, to be honest with each one of you. I want to say this, that he haven't been right since his mom passed away years ago. And I don't think that he got help for that. I don't think he got help for helping to deal with the loss of his mom. And I think a lot of his mental health outbreak bursts that he's been having, like different episodes, I believe that that's one of the reasons why. And also another reason why is the pressure of being a celebrity. And a lot of people, I know everybody having own input on, you know, people, things, and situations, and especially when it comes to celebrities. Celebrities have a lot of pressure on them. They have people watching them every step, everything they do, especially when you're a big-time celebrity. And Kanye, you know, Kanye West is married to Kim Kardashian, and so, you know, millions of people is watching them every day, and you have, like, the internet, and people be saying all kinds of crazy stuff. There's a lot of pressures that go through that. And a lot of people don't understand, but bipolar disorder is a very serious illness and other illnesses that a lot of people suffer through. And that's why I wanted to talk about not only just Kanye West's mental health meltdown, but I want to also talk about mental health meltdown and today's world we're living in. Mental health, it can come from all different triggers. It can come from like a family, you know, you can get it from your own family member. And it can be passed down to another family member. I know with my family, a lot of people in my family have bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety. I know my mom suffered from that. I know I suffer from anxiety and I suffer from mental health illness myself and some issues that I had to deal with. And I'm still learning how to deal with it, to be honest with each one of you. And I know this is like a touchy subject and some people don't like to talk about it, but I believe that if we don't talk about certain things like this that can affect not only just ourselves but also family and friends, you know, how can we get better? People have killed themselves, committed suicide, and suffer in silence. And I think that when you talk about things like this, having a mental health breakdown, you know, I think it not only can help you, but it can also help other people that want to speak up about it and get the help that they need. I mean, it's a lot of different services available to each one of us. Like they have lines, numbers that you can call to get help. Plenty of hospitals, coaching, you can have a psychiatrist, and you don't even have to go in person now. You can actually find somebody online, a professional online that's certified. And you could talk to someone, you know, do video chat in your own, in your home, the comfort of your own home. So I just want to just bring it up. And it also, not only just with Kanye West, he's not the only celebrity Kanye West is not the only celebrity that suffered from mental health illness. I mean, there's so many celebrities that suffer from mental illnesses. I mean, so many. And even some that ended tragically. And mental illness is a really serious thing. And I believe that being aware, raising more awareness about it and speaking more about it can help a lot of people and can help save a lot of lives. And talking about it doesn't make you weak. It makes you stronger. And that's why I wanted to talk about it on today's Positive Thursday. And a lot of people, I know a lot of people been talking all kinds of crazy stuff about Kanye and his family and, you know, and laughing and joking around. And you don't understand that, you don't know what's going on in his head, you know. And you don't know the pressures, what it's like to be a celebrity. I don't, but he's just a regular human being just like each one of us that face issues. Money can't make you happy. Money can't get rid of a mental illness. It's something that you have to deal with head on. I mean, it's deep. It's deep. The mind is so deep, and I mean, it's just crazy. I know that someone that's suffering from illnesses, different illnesses, they might not know that they are, that they're suffering from an illness. They may know, but they don't want to admit it because they might be ashamed and full of fear and worry about, okay, what this person going to say and what that person going to say. Balance. Something like this can happen. Check this out, everyone.
We have unconscious Jane Doe lying here on a stretcher. Heavy patient is losing their heartbeat. Stand back, heart machine in force. Press monitor for peace. Put them in left and right side of heart. Press button. Give a patient a shock machine. Hurry. Patient is losing pulse. Pops up like a mummy. She's popping up. Stand back. Anything you have to say? Is there anything you have to say, miss? Please speak to us, please. Is there anything you have to say? Hello? 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 Say something, please, miss. Hello? And she says, I sacrifice my time and kindness, health, money, and self. Then a patient stretches out on a stretcher and dies. Her body gets stiff as a board. If only the person knew how to self-care. Self-care is important, everyone.
Taking care of ourselves is so important. And sometimes we don't know. We may be walking around about to have a meltdown, or we already have one and we may not be aware of it. So I have a couple of self-care tips I want to share with each one of you that may be going through something, just to help each one of you feel better. Before I get started on sharing 20 tips on self-care, I have 5 additional self-care tips for each one of you. I am so excited about this podcast. I know this is probably like my second or third time. So I want to say the additional 5 I want to include. The first one is having a good drink. Having a good drink for self-care does a body good. Whether it's a glass of wine or rum with Coke with cranberry juice or whatever kind of drink that's smoothing to you. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. And even if you're not a drinker like myself, I'm not really a big drinker, but time and time again, sometimes I do like to have a glass of wine here and there, and maybe sometimes a mixed drink, but I'm more into drinking wine. Shopping is another good way to self-care for you men and women that's listening on this podcast. They have, like, now where it's the fall. I don't know where each one of you located at, but we're in the fall. And now they have like all these nice fall clothes and colors and stuff like that. And it's a beautiful thing because they have, like, each year they come out with all different kinds of fashion. And then you know what? Also, a lot of the stuff that they come out with, like clothes and things like that and shoes, they be stuff from like back in the day, but it's like more like an updated version. I know everyone has their own dressing style, but who doesn't like to go shopping? I know I do. And I know some of you ladies like to go shopping as well. And even you guys that like to dress fresh and looking all handsome and everything, from your suit to wearing a nice tie with some nice shoes, some nice fitted jeans. And for us ladies, maybe like a nice pretty dress and some heels or high waisters or whatever style that fit, that whatever style that fits for each one of you. Shopping for clothes is a part of self-care. Number three, forgiving others. When I think about forgiving, and I think forgiving others, I think about living. Like, what do y'all think about forgiving others that hurted you in the past? I know each one of you have your own put on forgiveness. Do you know that forgiving others is not more for them, it's for yourself so you can live? I had to learn this lesson over and over again, and I have gotten so much better, and I'm more clear on how important it is to forgive. And I know some things is harder than others, and I believe that you can forgive, but some things that you can't forget. So let's think about it. You know, if you want to, you know, live a fulfilled, abundant life and be healthy, forgiving others is good for your self-care. Not only forgiving others, but forgiving yourself from your past mistakes, you know, things that you may have done wrong or felt guilty about. I mean, I've been there and I'm still am learning to learn how to forgive myself for certain things and such choices that I made that was wrong. And I constantly have to constantly remind myself over and over again, you know, that this is done, you know, it's over with. And most importantly, I pray about it because I believe prayer changes a lot. It works. And that's what works for me. But forgiving others and also forgiving yourself is another self-care tip. The next one is drinking water. Drinking water is good for your body. It's good for your skin. It's good for your bladder and your kidneys. And it gives you energy. You feel better. And it keeps you dehydrated, especially if you're exercising or if you just want to just lose weight and just feel good. And it cleans you out. And then you can add lemon or anything that you think would make the water taste better. Because I know as many people out there that don't like to drink water. I used to be one of them. But now I love drinking water. If I don't have water throughout the day, I feel like it's something missing. Going to the bathroom on a regular basis is self-care. I know y'all probably want to laugh like, what? Going to the bathroom, whether it's, you know, main thing is making sure you're cleaning out your system while you're going to the bathroom and making sure it's functioning right. It's very important. So for those of you that have a hard time going to the bathroom, especially, you know, if you have gas or have a hard time making a bowel movement, they have different medications over the counter that you can purchase at any Rite Aid or Walmart. So that is the five additional self-care tips that I want to include with the 20 self-care tips that I also going to also share with you as well. I hope y'all like them. I know y'all do. Because I believe that when you share, whether it's words of wisdom, different things that's going to help someone else, it makes our world a better place. If one person is touched by it, whatever you're doing, whatever word of wisdom or kindness or anything positive, it'll come back to you in so many different ways. You'll be blessed. And I know that for sure. Setting boundaries with family. How many of you listeners know how to set boundaries with your family? I know some of you love your family dearly. Some can be a pain in the ass. I know that to be true with me. Learning how to set boundaries with my family, learning how to set boundaries with family members can help reduce stress depending on the situation and understanding that it's okay to say no to your family members. Especially for the ones that have their hands out asking for money all the time. Because if you don't know how to say no, it can drain you spiritually and mentally. Have clear heart-to-heart communication with your family so they can know exactly where you stand at. Because it can also keep down a lot of family drama. And family is everything. So we shouldn't be pulling each other apart. We should be close, loving each other and being there for each other. The next tip for self-care, which is number two, setting boundaries with friends. Having friends and acquaintance sometimes can be looked at in different ways by people. Some people have best friends, friends with benefits. y'all know what friends with benefits mean, y'all. Come on now. I don't think y'all know. Y'all know what I mean. Kiss, kiss, kiss here at this spot. Kiss on that spot. Y'all need to cut these kind of friends out of your life. Get friends that's like-minded like yourself. And, you know, and for the ones who, let me start over again, everyone. Say, for example, if you're on a journey of a new beginning with your career and you're trying to grow spiritually and your friends are not trying to grow in their life, they're always talking negative about life and others. You need to cut these friends out of your life. Get friends that's like-minded like yourself that's 100% going to support you and be genuine about wanting to see you grow as a person. And also that's going to tell you the truth and not lie. And make for sure the friendships you have is balanced with giving and receiving. Because, you know, if you're that one friend that's paying for everything when you go out to eat and have drinks, that's going to cost you more than money. It's going to cost you yourself trying to be a people pleaser. Self-care number tip number three, setting boundaries with self. Self-control of what you say out of your mouth, because words do have power. I know each one of you probably heard that before. I know it can be even more difficult when you're in a hard situation. If you're on a road driving, for example, and you're driving, and the driver beeps their horn, beep, beep, beep. They yelling at you, cursing at you. They sticking their middle finger up at you. And I know many of you will respond, and it will not be nice at all. But some of you that sweet and quiet people like me wouldn't say nothing, nothing at all. Nada. Psych. Knowing what fits right for your life, career and opportunities and love relationships, and also being yourself no matter who you are around and where you're at. So those are tips of setting boundaries with yourself. Self-care tip number three, setting boundaries with self. Self-care tip number four, prayer. I believe that prayer do change things. I love when Steve Harvey, I know who Steve Harvey is. I know many of you know. The host, he hosts on a radio show that comes on in the morning time. As for me, prayer plays a big part in my life. And for you listeners, you know, regardless of your belief in prayer, you can meditate, sit quietly in the quiet Indian style, like you're on a beach relaxing. Or imagine your favorite getaway spot. Whatever fits for you. Self-care tip number five is exercise, which is one of my favorite. I love the exercise. But enough about me. This is all about you guys. It can help you quiet the mind after a long day, especially when it's stressful at work. Or if you're just feeling down, because we all have them down days when we may feel down or depressed. And even if you don't have a gym membership, there's different ways that you can exercise. If there's a nearby park or a school that have a track on it, you can walk around a track or jog, ride a bike if you have one, or even pretend like you have one. Obviously, that's something real funny, everyone, right? So I was without my car for a while. I'm still not driving. So one of the exercises that I was doing at home, I was pretending like I was riding a bike. I laid down on my back and I was moving my feet like in a motion as if you pedaling the bike. Y'all should have seen me, y'all. It was hilarious. That was my imaginational bike. I was out, y'all, pedaling my feet fast. Here I come. Okay, exercise, everyone. Five, self-care. And I also want to say is you can sign up for a fitness class. They have them on Groupon.com. classes like kickboxing, yoga, swimming, Zumba. I mean, all kinds of fun exercises that you can do. Self-care number tip. Self-care. No, excuse me, everyone. Number six self-care tip is eating right. There's still many different ways to enjoy foods you like to eat. How many of you listeners that have family members or friends that's overweight, that have diabetes, high blood pressure due to not eating the right foods? For some of you listeners that haven't heard my weight journey, I joined weight at one point in time in my life. I used to be 224 pounds. And I was, you know, eating the wrong foods. And the reason why I was eating the wrong foods, because I was numbing my emotions due to life stresses I was facing. Even more so when I lost my husband, who died back in 2004. And then in 2017, my life took a turning point, and I decided to change my eating habits. Not even just my eating habits, just my life in general. I joined Weight Watchers and attended a Saturday meeting every Saturday where I had support from other people that was trying to get healthy. And I had a trainer that I worked with at the gym twice a week. And also during that process, my eating habits started to change in a good way. And currently today, I weigh 157. Boom. On a healthy eating journey, yes. It is a lifestyle for me. Yes, indeed. Y'all want to hear something funny, y'all? Yesterday, I had a Reese cup. I'm greedy, y'all. I had a Reese cup. Now, that's healthy eating. Breakfast, for example, if you want to start on a healthy eating journey, for breakfast, y'all may can have like, y'all ever had Thomas bagels before? They got the thin ones, not the real thick ones, but they have the thin ones. You can buy it at any market. It comes in raisin and the plain kind. I love the raisin one. So you could put like butter on there, a little bit of butter, cream cheese, yum, yum, yum. And then for lunch, maybe have like a turkey burger on a wheat roll with lettuce. And for you vegans like me, a veggie burger. Hook it up, right? Put some onions on there or whatever you like. And then for dinner, maybe try baked ziti, a nice size of proportion of baked ziti with fresh cooked string beans. Or whatever vegetable you may like. And check out this website, everyone. Go to www.shape.com to try some healthy foods to get you started on eating right. They have some really good recipes on there. And the pictures, you know, you can see the pictures of the foods as well, too. So that can get you started. You know, you just take baby steps. That's all, baby steps. That's what I did. I believe starting off and pacing yourself, it works better, you know, but to each his own. But baby steps, one step at a time, you can't go wrong. Okay, everyone, moving forward. Self-care number tip number seven, take a vacation. Take out time getting away from everyday life duties. It does our body good. Go to Expedia.com. You can go to Expedia.com and explore all different kind of vacation choices that fits your budget. And another way to take a nice vacation is get a two-hour full body massage. I don't know which city everyone is from, but I know they have a massage parlor near each one of you. And another thing you can do to go on a vacation is, for you listeners that have small children, get a babysitter for the weekend and turn up, turn up, turn up. Tip number eight, self-care, singing. Do, re, li, fa, sol, la, fi, do. I can sing, y'all, can I? I can sing. That's right, Patti LaBelle. So no, let me stop. No. No one can compare to Patti LaBelle's voice. She's one of a kind. Whether you can sing or not, I would like each one of you listeners, I want to ask y'all, how do y'all feel when y'all have a long day, y'all don't feel too happy, but when y'all sing and y'all hear a song on the radio, does that make y'all feel better when y'all feeling, you know, like down or having a bad day? How do singing make you feel? Do you feel better when you sing?
For the self-care
points I shared with y'all to help y'all. If any of you may be stressed or going or had a mental health meltdown, I hope that it was able to help each one of you. Some of the tips that I shared. I know I'm so silly, everyone. You got to have a sense of humor. And I want to also include this as well, too. Do not be ashamed about being overwhelmed or stressed. And sometimes we may not know that we're putting a lot on ourselves. We may, you know, like for myself, I'll be doing so much at one time, doing this and that. But I learned how to have balance, because at one point in life, I didn't have balance in my life. And I used to be stressed all the time. I used to be just down and depressed because I'm trying to be one person doing all these different things. But I had to learn balance. And I'm glad that God has helped me and showing me how to do that. And I just want to encourage each one of you. And I want to also want to continue to pray for Kanye. And I pray that he gets better. And I pray for all of y'all that y'all all get better. And pray for each one of you, whatever you're going through, you know, remember that you're not alone. And I'm happy to know that this Positive Thursday podcast has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because there is power in the numbers. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. And follow me on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And you can also check out my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. Please subscribe. I really will appreciate that. And check out my Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page. For those of you that want to get healthy or want to also see different healthy foods that I share each Wednesday. And I want to hear your feedback from this podcast of how you know, your feedback of what y'all think about Kanye West and what he's going through, his situation, or any of your stories I would love to hear in future podcast ideas. Email me too at zoeflower8@gmail.com, or you can send me a message on this podcast. God bless each one of you, and I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. Enjoy your week, rest of the week, and stay blessed and not stressed, everyone. God bless y'all. Talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. Positive Thursday.